Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I wanted to talk a little bit today about contemplation, about view, a little bit about mountains and towers. Dogen asked his teacher, "You have never put on the Dharma robe since you became abbot. What is your reason for this?" Juching replied with compassion, "Since I have assumed the abbacy, I have never worn the Dharma robe. It is to be frugal, I suppose. It is because the Buddha and his disciples wish to wear only dusty rags and carry dusty alms bowls." So here's this great teacher in China, never wore his Dharma robe. I know for many years in my practice, I was kind of always trying to get through. Like I remember, and there was a whole book of koans. I just like couldn't wait to get through them. I just want to get to the next one. And then I'll be done with that book, and then I'll be on the next book. And won't that be great? And at a certain point, when I was near the end of my study of koans, which is a sad thing, you know, I felt this incredible sadness about the rushing. I really had missed how that is our life. I realized that in those moments, I really thought like, oh, it was just about, if I just accomplish this thing, then I'll have my Buddha robe of accomplishment. Forgetting about the dusty rags, the ordinariness. I was caught in kind of a small view. And it's so easy to get caught in a small view, thinking about even our own problems, or our problems. Our life is just our life. What we want to achieve and become is just what we want to achieve and become. And we forget this incredible, and I forget this all the time, the incredible richness of being connected to the world. And actually, this might even be what the whole practice is about. It might not even be about you. It's hard to open up. It's been hard for me to open up. I've been doing some readings and kind of old Confucius and Taoist things because I've just been getting really curious about that. And the Yi Jing, or this, now we call it the I Ching, is one of the oldest known documents in the world. We think of it as sort of this just an esoteric thing. But it was 3,000 years ago it was written down, and it was started to be used 5,000 years ago in an oral tradition. And there's all these incredible images in it that are, it's now thought to be one of the books of Confucius. So it's a good thing to look at. And there's one image in it that is the character Quan, which is a character for contemplation. And that's partly what I want to talk about today. In the image itself, it has the image of a sun and symbol for gentle wind. And on the bottom part of it, there's always a top and a bottom to these images, is kun, which means the receptive earth. So the sun and the gentle wind above the cool and receptive earth. It's also thought to mean contemplating, and also at the same time being seen by the world. And also then in China, the image itself comes is a tower, an image of a tower. Which is kind of an immovable structure. And it's one of the, actually the oldest human developments. From 8,000 before Christ, there were towers. And a tower is a kind of place where on top of a mountain usually, and allows us to see even further, just a little bit higher than a mountain. And the first towers they thought were people on top of mountains. And it became a landmark, and sometimes there are stone piles. In the I Ching, they talk about the practitioner who contemplates heaven and the way of people is a tower, is this kind of quality of contemplation. So the one, imagine yourself on top of a mountain, right? Seeing the vastness of the world, the heavens, and the way that the earth functions below. That quality is what they are talking about as contemplation. And they also talk about this quality being a way to set a good example for others, to have that kind of mind, where you're on top of a mountain and yet very aware of both directions. I know that when I tend to get very activated by something, I certainly don't feel like that. I don't feel like I have that sense of view. I might think I have to go somewhere to perform or start something. I get really external and start to think that, oh, if I just do this or that. For me, the practice is always teaching us how to get in contact with this mountain nature in our own bodies. And it requires just one thing, inner concentration. To reckon with the mysterious laws of life and be attunement with them or have a sense of flow. You know, both the Confucius and Taoists, particularly the Taoists, is this real emphasis on flow, right? Like water. And we have to reckon with these qualities, right? Those parts of us that get so rigid and think if we just do one more thing, we won't get sick or we won't die or we won't be unhappy or we will be happy. Sometimes that's, for some of us, the worst curse, right? Risking actually our own enjoyment. So this is what, in some ways, to me, like what we can do and set out to do. And it's described in the I Ching as a hidden spiritual power. To do this, it's kind of, to me, very funny in a way, like a hidden spiritual power. And I remember even reading this in the book, I was like, ooh, I can't wait to find out about what the hidden spiritual power is. And it's very exciting. And it describes this, this hidden spiritual power emanates from you once you contemplate, and it influences your whole life and others, but you're not aware of it. Yeah. To me, it's like such a quality that we appreciate in Zen. It's not trying to perform something or start something. And it's not even about, you know, making sure you look good, right? And there's a little poem that goes with the character of contemplation. And it says, the evolution has been made, but not yet the offering. Full of trust, we look to the tower. You know, the ablution, the act of washing oneself in particular, of washing our minds with the breath, with our practice. It also could mean good hygiene, making sure you're not too stinky, is the ritual purification. So sometimes we can make it too holy, right? And sometimes it means just taking care that you're washed. But what is the offering that hasn't been made, right? Han Chan, this wonderful Chinese poet, says, clambering up the cold mountain path, the cold mountain trail goes on and on, the long gorge choked with scree and boulders, the wide creek, the mist-blurred grass, the moss is slippery, though there's been no rain. The pine sings, but there's no wind. Who can leap the world's ties and sit with me among the white clouds? Clambering up the cold mountain path, the cold mountain trail goes on and on. The long gorge choked with scree and boulders, the wide creek, the mist-blurred grass, the moss is slippery, though there's been no rain. The pine sings, but there's no wind. Who can leap the world's ties and sit with me among the white clouds? I love the line, the moss is slippery, though there's been no rain. This moistness. Have you ever been on wet moss? It's like really amazing. It's not adding anything extra. It's just its own, the earth responding, the receptive earth has water in it. Not waiting for the rain to make something wet. Not waiting for something else to happen in your life to make it something. There, Dogen says, there are mountains hidden in treasures. There are mountains hidden in swamps. There are mountains hidden in the sky. There are mountains hidden inside mountains. There are mountains hidden inside hiddenness. This is how we study. So great, right? There's this quality that we are constantly putting things outside. This quality of the mountain, of the tower, of actually having the view that it's right here. You know, this kind of amazing quality. We have the, you know, behind those shades is a big blue sky, right? Maybe even a mountain. But I think to me, one of the powers of our practice is to return and again to that quality of mountain, of tower, right where you are, so that you don't fall into our small little minds. Right? And yet, we'll fail constantly and we'll keep falling and keep getting up. But to me, there's this encouragement of Dogen in this Mountains and Water Sutra where he says, you know, basically they're everywhere. The opportunity to be mountain or the quality of mountain is everywhere, even in hiddenness. Even when you feel hidden from yourself,
right there.
When you think that you're lost, desperate, there. That's where the moss is wet, even though it hasn't rained. Wish you have a wonderful day.